quite a weekend for the seniors at Michigan Center High School, as they had a graduation ceremony of sorts out at the Michigan International Speedway. Superintendent Brady Cook joins us. That was quite a day, Brady.
Man, it couldn't have turned out cooler. We were a little worried about it just because it had never been done before, but once you got out there and saw how big it was, and then they started pumping pomp and circumstance over the speakers there, and once cars started rolling around, it felt like an emotional connection that you kind of only feel at graduation once a year. So we were incredibly fortunate.
Who came up with that idea, and how did you make it happen?
Well, I think all of the schools in Jackson County and in the state of Michigan and probably the United States have all been struggling with how can we deliver some sort of ceremony that's worthy of a traditional graduation when it's become clear with the restrictions and things that we just couldn't land on a traditional graduation. So we actually, Principal Lisa Blair had a senior advisory group, a handful of seniors that they talked about all different kinds of ideas. And we had kind of a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and nothing was good enough. Nothing was big enough. We really tried hard. We wanted to do something great. And then we got an email from Jennifer Hutchinson, who works marketing and relations for MIS, and she sent it to all of the Jackson County superintendents. And I think I sent a message back to her about 17 seconds later after we got it, and the rest is history.
Well, that was cool the way it happened. Each senior got to tour the track, what, three times?
Yep, it actually ended up four times. So the way the ceremony worked, and again, all the credit in the world to MIS. They were so nice to work with, and I know Lisa Blasco and her group contributed too, and they basically came up with a plan to take the first lap around to pomp and circumstance. The second lap around would be when you got to the finish line, we announced the student's name, their future plans, any awards they received, and then they had the option to provide a quote. So those are the first two laps, and then the final lap was going to be the fight song. So that's where we announced that they can turn their tassel, graduation class of 2020, and then we pump that fight song. And I think somewhere in that mix, everybody enjoyed it so much that we slipped the next lap in there.
And that was a good class, wasn't it?
Oh, man. You love every graduating class, but for so many reasons, this class was different. They had so many kind of stories within certain individuals and certain groups that, of all the groups that you wanted to do right by, this was a big one. So to see some of those kids that had overcome tremendous adversity, I know a lot of people are familiar with Roger Hayward's story, for example. Mm-hmm. To see him with a smile painted across his face, across the left finish line, I'm kind of a baby every year at graduation where I can't stop crying, but that one got me choked up.
Well, that would bring you to tears, that story. And, of course, you had the great girls' basketball team that had their year cut short.
Yep, and there are so many stories like that. You know, all different kinds of sports, spring sports, a lot of opportunity for our students to participate in band and things that, you see these kids that we're robbed of some really crucial, critical milestones and memories in high school. And for that night on that track for about 2 hours, you wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
They were on top of the world. And you wouldn't believe how much fun. We've never had a graduation ceremony where the families are actually involved in the ceremony and part of the ceremony. To see the parents, that's something we may never go back from, to see the parents and the grandparents and family friends, close family friends, on the track with them, participating with them was a new experience. And man, they might have had more fun than the graduates.
Well, I'm sure they probably did. Living vicariously, would you say?
Oh yeah. And it's funny the way it worked. You kind of got held up at the finish line as you stopped and had your accomplishments read, picked up your diploma, and I noticed a trend started where groups would pass the finish line, and then they would kind of slow down to a crawl and let the car in front of them get about 40 to 50 yards away, and then they would just hammer it into turn three. So it took a while for them to get the courage, but I think the average lap speed per lap increased by about 12 miles an hour each time.
Well, put your get your crystal ball out. What do you see happening here in September?
Man, oh man, my crystal ball. I'm trying my best to rely on scientists that know a lot more than I do. What we are doing is, and I know all the Jackson County superintendents are doing this. I know all the school districts are doing this. We're planning for almost every conceivable scenario. So the walls in my office look like a Goodwill hunting formula. On one side, we've got our plan A. The ideal situation for all of us would be to have some sort of traditional school structure with safety measures in place. And then we've got our plan B wall, which is what would it look like if we did go 100% online? It would definitely look different than it did the last 3 months of this school year. We are being proactive in getting our teachers as much professional development as we can this summer so that they're more prepared to deliver distance learning if it comes down to that. And then kind of our plan C would be a hybrid model. You know, you've heard a lot about spending some time in schools, potentially taking a day off or taking some time off intermittently for cleaning and sanitizing and things like that. We talk all these scenarios through, and that one, for example, we understand would be incredibly difficult on parents that are working, that have maybe students in our district but also work in another school district where they're obligated to be there certain days and times. So that's a tough. There's so much to consider. That what we would all like is some concrete, firm information so that we can make our plans a little more solid.
Well, I got a real tough question for you now. Do you think we'll be playing football in September?
Well, that's a great question. It's hard to play football with being 6 feet apart from each other. I do think that it is trending in the right direction. I know the majority of schools in the county have now started workouts, and they have an exhaustive list of things you need to do before you're allowed to participate. So we're hoping, I know regions 6 and 8 are one step ahead of us and have now opened up sports inside buildings so they can have like basketball and volleyball practice. Mm-hmm. We hope that our region is there soon, but I'm going to put it at, it's impossible, 73% that we're playing football in the fall. That's probably optimistic.
73? Okay.
That's my crystal ball reading there.
Yep. Are you getting much input, Brady, from parents? What are they talking about? They're probably worried, right?
So we have a survey we've been working on that we're ready to roll. We've got plans for a back-to-school advisory team. The hard part for us is you don't want to plan too early because the variables seem to change constantly. So we're really trying to get a solid base before we firm things up. But we definitely are going to rely on initially our administrative team input. Then we'll expand that to include teachers, and then we'll expand that to include parents. And then we need to bring some students in, too, a little bit of every age to find out what they're thinking, if they're comfortable with certain scenarios. So we're going to get everybody together this summer and make sure whatever we do, it's something that works for our students and for our community.
Yeah, especially a number of states, I think it's like 20 or 21, their coronavirus numbers are up. So this is not gone, is it?
No. And a lot of us that have been paying attention, obviously if it impacts your work and impacts kids, you're paying close attention to those numbers. And I've seen the trends elsewhere, and I've also been out in Jackson County a fair amount, and I would be shocked if there's not some sort of rise here at some point very soon as well. So we're kind of prepared for that too. Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but with people out and not always being safe, it sure does seem inevitable that we're going to have some sort of increase. So we've got to be prepared either way, increase, decrease, and everything in between.
Yeah, and testing and the cleanup, that adds another facet to your bottom line also.
Yeah, and those are the things when we talk about is there's not a scenario that we discuss that doesn't involve making sure we're checking temperatures, making sure we're documenting, making sure we're sanitizing at a level we never have, making sure we're actually going to have to spend time educating kids, and not just the young ones, all the way up, and maybe some of the adults in the building, too, about washing hands frequently. And that's actually going to be built into, I think, school's curriculum now, because you'll actually have to build in time for breaks and things. Hey, everybody, we're going to stagger this, but you're all going to go, you know, wash your hands thoroughly, and then we'll get started again. It is a different era for sure.
Well, it's going to be an interesting few weeks as we, I roll toward the start of the school year. It's
going to
probably change on a daily basis.
Yep, and then you juxtapose that with the budget constraints that are inevitable, too. And we've all figured out it is not going to be inexpensive to implement safety measures. And you add that on top of schools that are having to reduce positions and do things just to get our budgets passed and approved. So it is a challenging time, but I know I speak for all of the Jackson County superintendents of schools. We'd love to reassure our parents and communities and the students that we are working hard on this every day. We think about this nonstop, and we're going to make sure we come up with something that works for everybody.
Hey, Brady, thanks for joining us today, and congratulations on an interesting weekend for your seniors. I'm sure they appreciate all you guys did for them.
I hope so. We will. Your legacy will endure in Michigan South. So, fantastic group. Thanks for your time and great day.
Thanks, Brady. Superintendent Brady Cook from Michigan Center.